Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
This is Bonnie Nichols, the Women's Ministry Specialist, and I'm bringing you today's Daily Phil called Imitators. It definitely stung. It got me right in the gut and the heart. At first glance, it was a sweet sight, and I actually smiled and began to feel a sense of pride and joy. I thought to myself, yes, this is exactly what I want to be modeling. But that sight quickly turned sour when I noticed one little item, and it felt like a stab wound in my heart. I was trying to be so intentional with the example I was setting as a mom, and I was clueless to this important detail I had missed. My little girl was walking down the hallway, having reimagined our house into her own little community. She was pushing a stroller full of babies. She was carrying a baby. She's looking cute. And she was headed to a prayer meeting. How cute, right? Then I see it. I see a little play cell phone squeezed between her ear and shoulder. What? How was the cell phone part of this picture? Was this what she saw of me in her tender little moldable heart? A busy mom who was distracted on her phone? Ugh. Wounded and convicted, I went to work to reshape the image I was unintentionally showing. I quickly went in my mind to the women in my life and what things stood out to me when I saw them running about town or heading into a church meeting. A cell phone wasn't part of the picture I saw. God sent us the best example to model in Jesus. So many of the stories in the Bible center around Jesus simply living and sharing life with others. Attending a conference or a retreat or an event is great, where we get a fire hose dose of truth and inspiration. But it's possible the impact of living the shoulder to shoulder is where true living for Christ is best learned. And in God's great wisdom, He's given us those who have gone before us to help set the example and model. From grandparents to older friends, God has given me, my life has been shaped greatly by the role they played. At the same time, there are younger eyes watching us, so we are being called to model and lead by example as well. As we learn from those ahead of us, we are responsible to model for those coming behind us, as referenced in Titus 2:7. It's in the moments of conviction, like with my daughter, or when we're in a season of not knowing, that we can look ahead and see who God has given us to seek counsel from and learn. We can be watchful, always learning and applying so that those watching us are getting a model of godliness. Do you know who you're watching and why? Are you aware of who is watching you and what example you are setting? Who we are watching will directly impact who we are and the example we are living out, and as a direct result, will impact who is watching us. Thank you, have a great day, and God bless you as you love and serve with great purpose.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.